Fact says a wall's not going to fall by people walking and shouting. But faith says through obedience in God, the wall will fall. Fact says Gideon and a little small army is no way they're going to be able to take down the army, the enemy, because there's too mighty and too strong. Faith says with God on our side, we can. You know, a lot of times we're looking for evidence. In the physical world, we want to see things. And if we don't see those things, you think, well, they didn't happen. And when you talk about God moving at the campground, touching Sister Gay, folks say, well, don't say she's healed. And I don't want to sound gross here, but you know what we're looking for? Well, you know, we're looking forward to spit up something. That's about it. I say, well, I just saw the cancer come out of her. I saw the blob, and that's what people want. That sounds, I know that's pretty graphic, but that's what people want to see. Instead of that still, small voice of God saying, I've worked a work. I've done something. Amen. And just trusting in Him. I thought about, if I can get the tape, I'm going to get it. We're just going to play it at a service. Be all right with me and listen to the testimony of Brother Doug Cornett when God healed him. I think he said, I heard him say one time, they signed his death certificate 7 times. 7 times they had him dead. 7 times God brought him back. Put him in a nursing home, said he'd never walk. He'd be a vegetable the rest of his life. He began to take baby steps. He said, I remember the night I went to church. He said, I was at camp meeting. He said, I couldn't walk down the aisle, but David Miller's church was slandered. He said, I couldn't walk down the aisle by myself, he said, because I was so unstable. He said, my arm was paralyzed and it couldn't move. It was just by my side. I can't remember if he said it was his right or left. He said, my whole right side was nearly in paralysis. He said, I had very little movement in my leg. He said, but that night, he said, no lightning struck. Nobody said, Doug, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Somebody just said, let's stretch forth our hand, Brother Joy. They stepped out and obeyed God and said, let's stretch forth our hand and pray for Brother Doug. He said, all of a sudden, he began to pray. He said, before he knew it, his hands were lifted up. And so he looked up on the platform. I believe it was his brother was going, Doug, your arm. Pointing to his arm and said, he didn't realize what he was doing. Said he didn't realize what his brother was saying. And said, before long, he realized that arm was in the air. He was praising and magnifying God. He said, God touched him. And I've heard him preach since. Amen. I've been around him. Amen. Sure, he has some elements that are not completely done away with, things that, amen, tell him of that accident and probably remind him of. But God has brought him a very long way. Some say, well, God didn't completely heal him. Amen. Some say, well, look at that and look at this. I'm saying, trust in God. Amen. Trust in God that's able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. Amen. You start talking about that, folks say, well, you're charismatic. And, watch out, you're out on a limb right now. You better not say God's done it and God can do it. I'm telling you, God can. Amen. I'm telling you, God can this morning. He can speak to the barren and give it life. Amen. He can raise the dead. Amen. He can do anything we need Him to do this morning, not because, amen, not because of men, but because He's God. Amen. Brother Mikey Maxim said, Brother Joy Dean was telling me about it, and he said, Brother Mikey Maxim said during that revival, he said, we give these words to diseases, cancer, and all these other words. These are man-made terms that we give, and we speak these things. Man, it's like it just brings terror to our minds. But when God looks at them, cancer and a toeache, ain't nothing to God. Either one. Amen. We put these things and make them so big and say, well, God can do this. But now this is a whole lot higher realm. This is a whole lot different matter. But God looks at it and says, I'm able. Amen. I'm able to do what you need me to do. That's 1 Kings chapter 17. I know it's different this morning. But I felt led to go ahead with this. And amen. You can blame it on me if it don't go over. But I sure feel it on my heart. I was praying last night. And this kept rolling over and over in my mind. And I say that I don't know if I've ever preached on this woman before. I've talked about her. And to say, though, I took a text from here, I can't remember if I have or not. But I began to read in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse number 8. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, now Elijah was by the brook Cherith, and God had sustained him there. When nobody else had things, amen, Elijah was kept by God. Amen. He had bread, and he had meat, and he had water. Why? Because God provided for him at that brook. The ravens came and fed him. But now the brook's dried up, and he's got to move on. And it came to pass, after a while, the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of that city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And notice what this woman says, verse number 12. I want you to pay attention to this now. She said, as the Lord my God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not. Go and do thou as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first and bring it unto me, and after make for me there and for my son. For thy son, and for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail unto the day the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and her house did eat many days. How long was that? Think about that. You know, when I first thought about that, maybe a couple of days. But the Bible said, till rain cometh on the earth. And Elijah had just started out here, and the Bible said it was 3.5 years of drought. 3.5 years without a drop of rain, even after Elijah left that house, even after he went on in his ministry and began to do other things, God provided for that woman and her son. Amen. Amen. I said, even after Elijah left, amen, God provided for that woman and her son. And I was praying about this, and I began to look at it last night. As the Lord laid it on my heart, amen, I just thought about there's a blessing in the barrel. Amen, there is a blessing in the barrel. And I don't know about this woman, and not much is said about her. We don't know her faith, her upbringing, amen, whether she was a child of God, amen, one of the children of Israel that had relocated, amen, to Zarephath. I do know that when Elijah talked to her and said, amen, make me a cake, amen, that she said this, amen, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of, hold on, let me find it right here. And she said, as thy Lord God liveth, amen, she had heard about him somewhere, and she had that little bit of trust in him. And that's how she addressed Elijah, as the Lord thy God liveth. Amen, I thought about the struggle of that barrel. Amen, think about where she was at that time. The Bible said that she was in Zarephath, which belongeth to Sidon. I read after that, and it said that that area, amen, was governed by the father of Jezebel. Amen, they were known for their pagan worship. They were known for their worship of Baal. So she was living in an area, amen, that was contrary to the faith of God. Amen, they wanted no part of this Israelite religion. Amen, they wanted no part of the God of Abraham, Moses, and Jacob. Amen, they wanted their false idols, and they wanted their worldly pleasures. But right in the midst of this atmosphere, an atmosphere that was contrary to the moving of God, amen, an atmosphere that shunned the very existence of God, amen, God moved in her midst. Amen, think about that peril, that place that she was in, amen, the pain that she suffered. The Bible said when Elijah
spoke to her. He said unto her, go and make me a cake. And she said, I was gathering sticks, and I had a little cruise of oil, and a handful of meal in that barrel. I was about to make me and my son a cake. We was going to eat it and then die. Amen. There was such a famine in the land. Amen. They were on their last morsel of bread. Everything that they had was in that barrel, except for that cruise of oil. In that barrel was life. In that barrel was the, amen, cause of their existence. How many times has she gone back to it in the natural and pulled out? How many times has she went to the store and bought meal and replaced it in that barrel? Amen. But now in the struggle, amen, she has no more means. She's done all she knows to do. And the barrel, instead of being full, is about to go empty. Ain't it great when God walks in? I said, ain't it great when God walks in? Lord, I took every test. I've taken every pill. I went through every treatment that I knew of. Lord, I know better. And then the Lord walks in. Amen. Lord, I tried all my methods. I prayed. I can't pray no more. I'm about to give up. And then the Lord walks in. I'm glad the Bible says, amen, that God, amen, is able this morning. I'm glad I can trust in Him, even though my barrel might be empty, even though I might be struggling to believe. Amen, God can still move. I said, God can still move in our times of struggle. Amen. I noticed that great poverty that she had. There was nothing there. Amen. She's probably like that woman. Amen. It's been all she had. Amen. Like others in the land. They were down to nothing. What are you going to do now? Amen. What's that old song? When we're down to nothing, God's up to something. Amen. We've done all we know to do. And just stand and say, I know the Lord can. Amen. My ability is real. Reached its limits. I don't know what else to say or do. I don't know how to get by. But Lord, I'm trusted in you. How can men? I said, how can men of great faith? Amen. As they watch their spouse die, or as they watch things happen in their life, amen, lift their hands. Amen. As Job said, amen, yet he slay me. I will trust in him. I'll tell you how. Amen. They're mine. In peace. Amen. They've got something in their heart because they haven't put their trust in the world. They put their trust in God.
Amen. I told it here before. My brother L.D. Moore said he went to that, going to that church, and said he's going in his car, and God told him to go preach the word. Amen. And brother L.D. said he got in that car, didn't have hardly any gas, and got down the road, and all of a sudden that car started spitter and sputtering, and said it stopped right there by the road. He said he didn't have to question what was going on. He didn't have to try to get up under the hood and figure out what had happened. He knew what it was. He's out of gas. He got out of that car. He thought about walking down the road, he said. But he said, no. Amen. God told me I was going to get there. And you know what he did? He got back in the car. He started it up, went all the way to church on an empty tank of gas. I know some say that's impossible. It must have been a drop. Amen. He just didn't get up. The fuel pump didn't pick up what was there. I'm telling you, God can run a car on empty. I said, God can move in an empty barrel just as good as it can a full. Amen. We might be struggling this morning to believe. Amen. We might not know what to do. I'm telling you, just do what God says and go back to the barrel. Amen. Just keep believing and trusting in Almighty God. It'll work out somehow and some way. I said, God will.
Amen. Brother Michael talked this morning in Sunday school about those works and faith. Amen. Faith without works is dead. Amen. She just didn't stay there and say, well, amen, I'm struggling. Oh, man of God, would you do some kind of, amen, a wave of your hand? Would you speak some words and make my barrel full? Oh, man of God, would you call down the fire from heaven? Amen. Do something. Amen. She was struggling. Amen. But notice her sacrifice. Amen. Elijah said, amen, go and prepare me a cake. Amen. That I may eat and drink. Amen. She sustained the man of God. Amen. She went on in spite of the circumstances. Amen. She went on. Amen. In spite of what she saw. And no doubt she looked in that barrel as she took out that last little bit of the meal. And she poured that oil in it. And she began to make that cake. And she put it in the oven. Amen. It wasn't for her child. It wasn't for her. But it's for the man of God. Amen. Can you imagine? She's giving the last morsel of bread. Amen. Some of us won't give out of our abundance. We won't give what we got and have more of it. But she gave everything to the man of God. Amen. Walking out to him. She's giving life. She's giving substance for one more day. Amen. It might not have been long, but that was enough to keep him alive a little bit longer. But you hand it to the man of God. I'm telling you, we have to make a sacrifice. Amen. Sometimes we got to step out. Amen. Sometimes in spite of what's going on, we just got to rear back and say, I still trust you, Lord. Amen. I'm still holding to that nail-scarred hand. No matter what the barrel looks like, no matter what I feel like, I know I've got a promise. I know I got a God that's not slack concerning his promises. And I'm trusted in him.
Amen. Amen. She surrendered all. I said she surrendered all. Amen. Oh, she came back and she gave it all to the man of God. Amen. He gave her something better than what she had. Amen. He gave her something that was going to last more than a day. Amen. He gave her something, amen, that was going to last more than what she had. I began to think about that and I began to pray about it. And I thought about that barrel. I had this offering plate here. Thought about that barrel. Can you imagine? Amen. She done took everything that she knows. Amen. That's in there. She reached that, whatever she got it out with her hand or a cup, a scoop, and she scooped it out. I heard Sister Amita tell about times when her and Brother Frankie, she said, I knew that I'd eat, amen, use the last of something, and we were serving God. She said, but I'd go to the cabinet and there'd be another can. Amen. There'd be another piece. Amen. There'd be something else to cook. I've heard about birds flying into the side of houses and men going out and cooking them up. Amen. I heard about people walking into the house and saying, I just felt led to bring you some groceries. Amen. That wasn't happening right here. There wasn't nobody knocking on her door. There wasn't nobody saying, here's what we need. Amen. But she was believing. How can you say that? I said, because she took what she had and she served it to the man of God. She said, I'm going to sacrifice. I'm going to surrender. And not only that, I'm going to keep on serving. Amen. Lord, it might not be like I want it. I might not have the results yet. Amen. But I'm still in the service. I still got my head high. I said, I'm still hoping. I'm still believing. My miracle might not come today. But by the grace of God, I said, it's going to come. I might not get what I want tomorrow. Amen. But I'm still going to sacrifice. I'm still going to serve. In spite of circumstances.
Hallelujah. Woo! I said, in spite of circumstances, I'm still, amen, going to serve the Lord. Amen. It's great. I said, it's great. When people come in, they lift their hand after God's healed them.
Years ago, I was in an elevator at Emory University. My mom was dying. One of the times she was dying, God brought her back. They just had to cut off her leg, gangrene got in, had a bad infection, and the Lord moved for her, and she came out. I got an elevator. Little bald-headed kid was in there. Riding down the elevator. Hey, Josh, you know, you don't want to be rude. I look, I thought, man, this sure young guy be bald-headed. I look over at him. Little fella said, what you looking at? I'm sorry. I reckon I was looking at you. And he explained to me him that he had leukemia. Now, he went to a Baptist church. By the time I was around him, hey, man, he seemed like they was trying to live the best they could for God. Amen. I ain't go to the house. While I was there, it seemed like they was trying to do all they could. Amen. And that little boy went and talked to my mama. And my mama at that time, amen, was just down and out because she lost both her legs. Couldn't get up. Amen. Couldn't, amen, be able to do anything anymore because she had to depend on everybody else. And he told my mama, he said, it ain't all that bad. He said, I think about myself. And I think about where I'm at. But I thank God, he said. That's what that little boy said. He's about 9, 10 years old. He said, I thank God that he is my helper. Amen. And mama, I talked to him. I talked to her daddy. Amen. Time and time again. She said, we're believing God to raise him up. Amen. We're believing God to work a miracle. Amen. Then they got to praying. And she said, I'm praying for God's will. I'm praying for God to work for my family. Amen. In 1 minute days, probably a month or two, I gave him a phone number. I called him. He got sick. To make a long story short, I got the phone call. He had passed away. I remember going to Atlanta, that big old funeral home. Amen. Couldn't hold anybody hardly else. There's people all the way in the back, crowded. Amen. Folks in there had to show the family their support. Amen. You know what service is? When your boy's in a casket and there ain't no more breath in him. And the only hope you've got is seeing him over in that eternal land. When that mama stood up and lifted her hands and said, thank you, Jesus, as he sung a song and began to praise him. I tell you, God ain't gonna let my barrel go out. It might not work like I want him to. I might not see the results that I want. But God's got enough to sustain me. I said, God's got enough to sustain me. When your daddy's in front of the church, amen, dead, Brother Josh, ain't nothing you can do about it. You can't bring him back. But the Holy Ghost comes by. Amen, men and women are gonna speak in tongues. The glory of God falls. You know what God's saying? Amen. The provider might be gone, but I still got meal. I still got blessings. I still got things I'm going to do in your life. When your mama takes her last breath, Sister Jean, and you don't know what to do, it's your mama. You know what you do. Amen. You just keep on keeping on, because God will provide. Woo! Amen. I said, God will provide. You ever felt like that? Just got your last drop. Hey, man, it's over. And I felt like a while back, you ever said that? God touched me. It seemed like I just can't get there no more. I wonder. Now, I ain't like everybody else. I wonder how deep that barrel was. Now, it's just me. I don't tell us that. But I figure you just couldn't stand there and see what was in the bottom of it. Maybe it had sides on it. Hold on here. Let's try this right here. Maybe you couldn't see what exactly was in it. Maybe you couldn't tell, hey man, what was going on. Imagine she just walked up to it. Lord, I'm struggling. I'm trying to believe, Lord. While I was praying about this, I thought about Sister Joyce Gay lying up there with them blood clots in her legs saying, man, I feel like God's touched me. Lord, I'm struggling. Lord, I'm struggling to believe you. Thank you. That's right.
I don't think she looked in there again just to see if it was there.
Not on either. Well, that's foolish, ain't it? Amen. You're going back to an empty barrel. There ain't nothing in there, TJ. Amen. You try to pray, just can't get through. Ain't no sense keeping going back to that barrel. But you know what I found in 20 years of serving the Lord, Sister Rachel? Amen. And every time I go back, I find a little piece of meal. Amen. I find a little oil. Amen. To keep me going one more day. Amen. Can I tell you, she struggled. And she made some sacrifice. Amen. Yes, times got hard. And she had to give up some things. But the supply lasted. Amen. What God had in the barrel. Amen. Though there was no rain. Though there was famine in the land. Probably people dying from starvation. Amen. Others giving up. Every time she went back to the barrel. Amen. She said, hey. Amen. There's another cake. There's another day. Amen. God's moving. I'm telling you, God's moving. Somebody needs to go back to the barrel and say, I'm not giving up. Amen. I'm not turning around. God's got more for me. I think I'll dip again. I think I'll reach in. I think I'll get some more. I think I'll press on. Amen. Why? I said God has a supply. It just came to me. The Bible said, while there's no rain, till rain fell, the barrel lasted. What happened after God supplied for? The boy died. That's what the Bible says. What Elijah do? He said, Lord, pray you brought this on this woman. And he prayed. That boy was brought back to life. Can you imagine? I mean, really, really, how many of us have had times like that? Our problems don't compare nothing to what this woman was going through. Even with a dead boy. Even with all those things happening, famine in the land. Amen. A widow woman, she lost her husband. I don't know what happened to him. The Bible don't tell us. You talk about hard times. But you know what? Amen. She just kept going on back to that barrel and getting a little bit more out. Can you imagine? She fixed that whole cake that day. Amen. Made that bread, brought it to her son and said, you're dead, boy. Amen. I thought Mama might have to eat this alone. I thought it might just me be at the table. Amen. But thank God, God's moved again. I'm telling you, what you think's dead, God can bring to life. What you think ain't never going to happen. Amen. God can do it in this sinner. I wish somebody reach out and grab some faith. I wish somebody put their trust in God and say, I'm tired of sitting back. I'm tired of wondering. I know God's got something for me in the barrel. I know there's a blessing if I'll just reach in. Amen. If I'll just walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. God's been dealing with your heart. Amen. God's been talking to you. Why not trust Him this morning? Why not put your faith in Him? On a step out, amen, and maybe, I said, and maybe, that God would move for us. I remember I was a teenage boy. My daddy bought me a present for Christmas. And he put it in a box. Tell you about my birthday. It was a car. I don't know how that worked. I ended up making payments on it. He got it for me. But then it was a car. Well, I had to get insurance, gas, different things. And he put them keys, wrapped them up in some paper, put them in the bottom of that box, and they'd hit the car. But Josh, about 20 miles from the house, of my sister's house, and wrapped up in that paper was a note. It was like a treasure hunt. That note told me where to go next. I had to read those notes, and I went and got another note, and finally I found the car. He put a little gas money in there. and some money to go ahead and make my insurance, get my insurance on the car and everything. Back then, you know, things weren't like they were now. It might have been $100, something like that. I can't remember exactly what it was. I remember seeing that money. I was a teenage boy. And I thought, wow, money. I got that money out, threw that box down, and put it in my pocket. Amen. I had two brothers. I had a brother and two sisters. I knew, amen, it might get dangerous in there. And I put that money in my pocket, and I threw that box down. I ain't say a word. We went ahead and did everything else. I ain't say a word. After a while, they said, ain't you going to look in the box, son? I thought, man, why I want a box for? Ain't nothing but maybe it's a car. Let's read the card and be sentimental. You know, thought do it out of obligation. Make them, amen. But I looked in that box, and there was the keys of that car. I thought, man, if I hadn't looked again, if I hadn't went back what I'd missed out on, amen, what was waiting for me down the road. I'm trying to get somebody to realize this morning, amen, God's got more for you than what you got. And you just make that sacrifice, as Brother Joy said, and just step on out. Amen, just believe God. Amen, raise that hand anyway. Amen, shout hallelujah anyway. Amen, trust him anyway. Amen, the facts say, amen, a giant's bigger than a shepherd boy. The facts say, he's the host, amen, the champion of the Philistines. But faith says, amen, fire, smooth stones, a shepherd's sling, and the power of God, I'll bring him down every time. Amen, facts say, amen, the walls won't fall. Faith says, on that seventh day, on the seventh time, amen, a shout with a great shout, and the walls came down, flat on the ground, and they walked over to victory. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, God can do the same for you. Bring down your giant. Bring down your wall. Bring your blessing. But you got to go back to the barrel and look again. Stand to your feet. I prayed about this last night. I didn't figure I'd preach it like this. Before I feel the Lord. You know, it's silly. Have a trash can buckets up here. Hey, man, I know ain't nothing but a garbage can. Sometimes, by faith, just gotta dip again. Lord, like Brother Tim said, I don't believe she just. Thank you, God. What's going to happen today? Still got my barrel. I've said this. I ain't never told my wife. I ain't never told nobody what God showed me. I ain't bragging, but since I've been here, there's been several churches called. But you know, once you pray about pastoring, once you pray about pastoring, I've given everyone an instant answer except for one. I said, Brother, no, I can't. I'm where I need to be right now. One fellow just kept pressing me. I said, I'll pray about it. And then I prayed. Called him right back. I was praying one day here. God showed me a vision. What he'd do if I came. How many years ago that been? It's been 7 years. Going on 8. Say what you want to. Pastoring the hardest thing I ever did in my life. It's like a responsibility to get in front of people, not tell them what you think, but say, thus saith the Lord. I ain't just got an outline, got something from God. There's been times, man, when folks said I was crazy, getting loose support on the mission field. Folks said, boy, you're doing wrong. You said, bringing up things I didn't even say. Folks have thought my friend, called him up. But he already talked to me. But every time I went to the barrel, Brother Josh, God has always provided. Oh, I got low, yeah. Man, there's been some struggles.
Man, there's been some times when I felt like just walking out. Hey, man, there's been some times when I told Michelle and I told others, oh, I wish I could just get my Bible, go somewhere, sit on a church pew, and get fed myself. Hey, man, let somebody preach to me every Sunday. Not have to worry about getting a message. Not have to worry about getting the mind of God. Hey, man, not having to, hey, man, do these things. Hey, man, wouldn't it be great just to go and sit? Hey, man, listen to somebody feed you for a while. But you know what I learn, if I'll make the sacrifice, if I'll just keep on serving, amen, God will sustain me, amen, he will supply all my needs. Wow, I said, according to his riches and glory. I don't understand how he put that barrel in there. I don't know if it rained down from heaven or magically appeared, but I know it was there every time she went back. And I'm telling you this morning, the same is for us. It might not be a barrel, it might not even be a bucket, but the promises of God are true. I stand upon them this morning. Amen. Standing on the word of God. Amen. Believing. I think I'll step out. I think I'll move. I think I'll do it again. I think I'll go back and take another look.
You feel like that this morning? Man, I feel like I'm talking to somebody. Are you struggling? I said, are you struggling? And here lately, I feel like I've been going to the barrel, and God just poured on me. I got a picture of Seth when his mom was making biscuits with his little boy. Might have been Abigail. He's up on the table. There's flour on her head. On her hand. It's everywhere. I've been feeling like that lately. Every time I go to the barrel, it's like, explodes on me. He ain't gonna be like that all the time. I know that. I don't mean he ain't kneeling in the barrel. And then there might be times. You reckon when she got that? I'm closing. Oh, I got you standing. I hate when preachers do that, and I do it right now. Imagine when she got that bucket or whatever she got it out with. I don't know. Maybe she looked and it was empty. I don't know if God filled it up. She's got it and never got. But she go back and get that scoop thing, man. Go again tomorrow. Whether it was full, whether it was empty, every time she went back, he did move. He did move. And you know what she had to do? She had to move. I'll tell you this. You know, you heard the old story. Man sitting up on top of the house is crying, God, save me. Flood's coming. Water's rising. It's up to the windows on a two-story house. He's on the roof. God, save me. Man comes by in the boat. Get on. Oh, God's going to save me. Water's rising, getting higher. He's on the roof. Somebody else comes by. Get in. No, God's going to move for me. Helicopter comes by. Get on. No, God's going to move. I know it's this old story. Said the water dries, boy drowns, gets before God and says, God, I prayed. You never did help me. I said, I sent you a helicopter and two boats. What more did you need? I know it's just a story. Sometimes God moves into service like this. And you're waiting for that lightning to flash. You're waiting for that voice just to boom out of heaven. You are healed. I've done it. For a big package to appear on the altar. This is yours. Sometimes you just got to step out by faith and say, Lord, the lightning might not be flashing. The wind might not be blowing. But God, I'm trusting. Lord, I'm trusting. Yeah, there's still pain. Yeah, there's still things going on. Yeah, there's still doubts trying to cloud my mind. But Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. God, with the devil on my back. Hey, when the demons of hell gathering around me, I come to you trusting. Hey, when I come to you believing that somehow, some way, you're going to work it out. I wonder who'd step out this morning and say, I'm struggling. I'm struggling. Oh, Brother Jim, I ain't going to lie to you. I'm struggling this morning.
Amen. I'm going to make the sacrifice. Amen. I know God will supply. Amen. I know God will sustain. I wish somebody move right here this morning. Amen. Step out. Come to this altar. Amen. Don't kneel down, but lift your hands and say, hey, amen. Everything ain't like I wanted. I don't see my promise yet. I ain't seen my prayer answered. And I wrestle with these things. They bother my mind. They trouble my heart. Amen. But God, that don't diminish your power. I don't make you less God. Amen. Now take away your greatness. And I come this morning with my hand lifted and saying, yet though I don't see it, amen, I'm believing the evidence. I'm trusting in the unseen. I'm trusting the power of God. And I come this morning trusting you.
Amen. I ain't going to call anybody in right now. I feel like somebody needs to move in this house. I know. You're saying, what good's it going to do? I mean, you're stepping out and you're showing God. Amen. In front of all these people. Amen. In front of Him this morning. Amen. I'm believing, Lord. I'm believing. Amen. It seems like my mind's talking to me. It seems like everybody around me don't think so. Amen. It seems like I just can't get a hold to it like I need to. But Lord, I'm helping you to help me see that meal in the barrel. I'm asking you this morning to help me. Amen. Go back and reach in again. Amen. I know you'll make a way. I said, I know you'll make a way. I'm telling you right now in the name of Jesus. Won't somebody go to the barrel? Amen. Won't somebody, amen, step out of their seat? I said, I had enough of barren living. I had enough of just getting by. I'm not going to die. I'm not going to give up. Amen. But by the power of God, I'm coming out. Amen. God's going to supply. God's going to move. God's going to make a way. Amen. I feel the devil of hell. Amen. Oppressing and pushing. Amen. It's going to take you. God's not going to drag you out. God's not going to move you this morning. Somebody. I said, somebody. I said, somebody needs to move in the name of the Lord. Thank you. Whoa! Man, I feel the sweet presence of the Lord in this place. Oh, I feel His presence. I'm telling you this morning, we ain't walking by sight. We're walking by faith. You ain't got to look in the barrel. Even you ain't got to go test and see if there's something there. I'm telling you, God's made a way. I'm telling you, God will provide. Whether I see it or not, oh God. Oh, God. You know, we get discouraged in the way. I think about that man by the pool of Bethesda. Everybody always says, and I've said it, boy, he's making excuses. There's no man to carry me. I can't get to the water. Every time there's trouble, somebody beats me in. Man, but the Lord has brought that to my heart. He's always there. He's seen others get healed. He's seen others walk in first. But yet he kept coming back, saying it's going to be that one time. It's going to be that one time. I'm going to get mine. Man, Brother Tim, you know he was expecting maybe somebody's going to toss him in. Or maybe get that burst of strength he dragged himself in. Didn't even happen that way. He never touched the water. But Jesus touched him. I said, Jesus touched him. Lord, this is how I want it. This is how I imagine it to happen. God, this is what I'm looking for. And sometimes he just walks by. And, that still small voice, so be it. Would you raise your hands and worship God this morning? Oh, sing in the chorus of that, Sister Lori. Oh, God. know you can. You say it, church, believe it. Say it, Sister Rachel. Let the devil hear you. You've got as much lie as anybody else knows. Happens. Hallelujah. We don't understand it all. We might not see how he's going to do it, but I know he will. Something you want to say or do?
can see it or feel it, it's still there.
Yeah.
Whether you can touch it, whether you can see it, that don't mean it ain't there. It's still there. Oh, thank God. I want us to do this morning. Sister Rachel needs special prayer. Sister Jean needs special prayer. Sister Gail does. Brother Tim. Brother Joyce. Sister Rachel. Amen. Brother Bruce. Bubba. And Kimberly. We all need it this morning. We just bind together and pray for one for another. Amen. Believe in God. Grab somebody's hand. Do what has. Hallelujah. Let's believe God right now. Trust Him, Heavenly Father. Almighty God, You are true to us. Oh, God, You are able this morning to work miracles in our heart and in our lives. Father, I know this morning without a shadow of a doubt. I said, I know this morning without a shadow of a doubt. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Have you obeyed the Lord this morning? You know, I thought about this when we're going to close. I thought about this when I was praying for Sister Joyce. I know we keep going back to it. I said it at the campground, but I looked across that. There's probably, and all the times I've seen people pray at the campground, I don't think I've ever seen people stay like that. It was in the kitchen. It was like, where's everybody at? Where's everybody at? I think it was 10 o'clock we started praying. It's about 11:30 when people started leaving that little area. But those who wasn't gathered around, there was people sitting in seats with their hands stretched forth, but everybody was there. And I looked at the wall. There was Holiness. I mean, there was Holiness Baptist. Brother Doodlebug was beside me. And, you know, folks say, well, Calvary and Holiness Baptist don't get along. There they were. I looked at where there's fire baptized men. Some that don't believe in wearing ties and don't drink caffeine. They were standing right there. I looked over in the back, and there's Brother Tommy Land, Baptist man. Don't believe in shouting, speaking in tongues. Folks were shouting, speaking in tongues. Do you know what I saw? And all those differences of beliefs and opinions, everybody seemed like was there. Wasn't worried about whether it was restless legs in their life. They weren't worried about back problems. They weren't worried about being sick. They was praying for that one woman to get healing. And you know what God did when he was making that sacrifice? God just came by and rewarded them. Amen. I've heard of others that got touched that night. I'm telling you. And we make that sacrifice, God will reward us. I want us to do something. And I know this is might be out of the way. I know we had planned for today, but I want whatever we got planned, we're just going to call it off. I want to be here by 5 o'clock, whoever can, 5:15. I'm just going to find some place and pray. I believe God's going to work something here. I believe God's going to work something for us. I want our minds focused on Him. Amen. Focused on Him. So everybody that can, come as early as you can, find you a place. You don't have to pray the whole time. Get your Bible. Whatever, but let's find some place, get along with God. If you can't make it to the church, do it at your house. Amen. I understand some of you got ways to drive. If you can't make it here by that time, find you a place at your house. Amen. Let's get in touch with God. I know we've been praying. Let's pray together. Let's believe God for a mighty move tonight in this service. Are your minds clear? Amen. Lift your hands. Thank God for this service this morning. Thank God for what He's doing for us. Come back believing God for a miracle tonight. Oh, sweet.